It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 25th. 1991 is where we're going to start today. The first Computers, Freedom, and Privacy Conference was held basically today through March 28th. It's an annual academic conference to help discuss the intersection of computer technology, freedom, and privacy issues. Also in 1991, version 2.1 of the Next Step operating system is released. 1992, Microsoft releases Excel 4.0. Of course, Excel is a spreadsheet program heavily based on the VisiCalc program and was written by Dan Bricklin and Ed Frankston. 1995, Ward Cunningham launches the first wiki on the internet in the WikiWiki web. The wiki was, of course, we talked about a couple days ago, where you could create, edit, and link organized reference content. But, of course, today was the day where the first wiki was on the internet. 1998, the JTS Corporation reports a low net profit of $65,000 on revenues of $20.1 million, which was a shock to most of the shareholders. Tom Mitchell, the CEO of JTS, reveals that the company can no longer meet the criteria to remain listed on the American Stock Exchange. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, America Online and eBay unveil an agreement to cross-market each other's customers. AOL would become the officially endorsed internet service provider of eBay, and eBay listings and message boards would become accessible through America Online. 2004, Comcast Cable Company purchases Tech TV channel from Vulcan Programming. Comcast would merge the channel with its own G4 gaming channel to form G4 Tech TV, which would premiere on May 28th. Of course, eventually that channel would then turn into G4, and that is the channel we have today, G4. Also in 2004, BlueJeanL, which is the world's fastest supercomputer, reaches a processing speed of 135.5 trillion calculations a second. It beat its own previous world record. 2007, Intel releases the 1733 MHz Celeron M530 processor, featured a 1024 kilobit level 2 cache and 533 MHz frontside bus. $134. 2008, Apple receives a patents for the iMac and the scroll wheel. 2008, Apple receives patents for the iMac and the scroll wheel. And O'Reilly Books publishes iPhone Open Application Development, basically showing people how to hack the iPhone. And in 2009, Comcast and Cox agree to cooperate with the RIAA anti-piracy letter, basically. We talked about that the day before, where AT&T joined on that. Basically, they would send a letter to anybody that had downloaded movies or, well, in this case, music, illegally. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Peekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.